content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord from Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'll be reading to you today from the Raleigh VIP newsletter for the months of September and October 2018. This newsletter is prepared by the City of Raleigh Parks Recreation and Cultural Resources Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services. Their offices are at 2401 Wade Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. Their office phone number is 919-996-2147. Their email is sris@raleighnc.gov. The visually impaired program is intended for individuals 18 and older with visual impairments, unless otherwise noted. Program registration numbers will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final decision made 1 week in advance as to whether minimum registration numbers have been met to determine if there is sufficient registration to hold the program. Some specific programs may have earlier registration deadlines. This is consistent with other city programs and provides the opportunity for respectful and timely communications for participants, staff, and program locations. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Please be prepared to complete one prior to event participation. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when returning their call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. Additional policies are listed at the end of this podcast. Now here are the ongoing activities during September and October 2018. On Mondays, darts at the 5 Point Center for Active Adults. The program runs on September 10th, 17th, and 24th, October 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. In all cases, the program runs from 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration for September is $12, for October, $20. Come enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register and pay for the entire month in order to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Meet at the 5 Point Center, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Tuesdays, Walking to Wellness at the Triangle Town Center. The program runs on September 25th and October 23rd. In both cases, 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Registration for each month is $2. This is a family program. This walking group is for beginners or for those who already walk and are looking to increase their physical activity. Staff will be on site to lead the group. However, one-on-one assistance is not provided. The group will walk at Triangle Town Center, rain or shine. Please note the updated meeting location. Meet at the front of Barnes & Noble, Triangle Town Center, 5959 Triangle Town Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Also on Tuesdays, water aerobics at Millbrook Exchange. The program runs September 4th and 18th and October 2nd and 16th. In all cases, from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Registration for September is $4. October's registration is also $4. This is for ages 14 and up. This shallow water exercise class will focus on improving posture, balance, and range of motion, giving you an overall workout to improve your health and level of fitness. Bring your own swimsuit and towel. Meet at the Millbrook Exchange Pool, 1905 Spring Forest Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Wednesdays during September and October, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. In September, the dates are the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. In October, the dates are the 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st. In all cases, the program runs from 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration for September is $4. Registration for October is $5. Each game costs $1, up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available. Weekly registration is not available. You must register for a month in order to participate. Meet at the Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. No door-to-door transportation is provided. Also on Wednesdays, bingo at the Chavez Community Center. The program is on September 26th and October 24th, in both cases from 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. Registration for September, $4, and October, $4. This is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food to be delivered to the program location. Food, delivery, and eating should not interrupt the program, though. Meet at the Chavez Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Thursdays during September and October, Trivia Night at Buffalo Brothers. Program runs September 20th and October 18th, in both cases from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration for September, $2, for October, $2. Put on your thinking caps and join us for dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting, and trivia begins at 7 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Meet at the Buffalo Brothers, 3111 Capitol Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Fridays during September and October, the Audio Book Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind. September, the date is the 14th. October, the date is the 12th. In both cases, the program runs from 10 a.m. until noon. There is no cost, but no transportation is available. If you are interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard. Also on Fridays during September and October, the Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league laws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now here are the September activities in date order. 37th Annual Greek Festival, Saturday, September 8th, 11:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration is $10. Join us for the 37th Annual Greek Festival in the Jim Graham Building at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Enjoy delicious, handmade, authentic Greek food prepared by the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church family using recipes handed down for generations. Hear live Greek music and see traditional folk dances. Please bring money for food. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 11:30 a.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Saturday, September 15th through 16th, it's an overnight trip to Wilmington, North Carolina. The program runs 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. both days. Registration is $235. Join us for a weekend of fun. We will enjoy the riverfront in downtown Wilmington by having lunch on the river and taking an afternoon river cruise. We will enjoy an evening dinner and swimming at our hotel. Who goes to Wilmington and doesn't visit the beach? On Sunday, we will take a trip to the beach to catch some rays. Please pack beach attire and bring money for Saturday's lunch and dinner, as well as Sunday's quick stop for lunch on the way home. Our friends from the Dragon Social Club will join us. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 9 a.m. Pickup time will be 4 p.m. on Sunday, September 9th. No door-to-door transportation home is provided. Saturday, September 22nd, North Carolina Zoo Trip. The program runs from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Registration is $40. It's time to see some bears, lions, tigers, and more. Join us for the annual North Carolina Zoo Trip. Please bring money for lunch at the zoo and any souvenirs. Please feel free to pack a snack for the ride home, as we will only make a quick bathroom break, but will not stop for dinner. Participants should be prepared to walk long distances, be prepared to navigate through crowds, and be outside for the day. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Our friends from Dragon, Wildcat, Adventure, and HIP Social Club will join us. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 9 a.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Now here are the activities during October 2018. Dinner and a movie on Sunday, October 7th, 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at North Hills. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current features of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home. North Carolina State Fair. The day session on Tuesday, October 16th from 9:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration is $10. Who doesn't love the North Carolina State Fair? Join us as we take in the rides, vendors, and food that the North Carolina State Fair has to offer. Ride tickets can be purchased online at the NC State Fair website. Please bring money for tickets, food, and any souvenirs. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. Our friends from HIP Social Club and Quest will join us. We will break into small groups based on preference of activity. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Centralized pickup and drop-off at JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 9:15 a.m. No door-to-door transportation is available. The North Carolina State Fair Night Session, Wednesday, October 17th, 4:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Registration is $12. Who doesn't love the North Carolina State Fair? Join us as we take in the rides, vendors, and food that the North Carolina State Fair has to offer. Ride tickets can be purchased online at the NC State Fair website. Please bring money for tickets, food, and any souvenirs. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. Our friends from Dragon, Wildcat, Adventure, and HIP Social Clubs will join us. We will break into small groups based on preference of activity. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue, at 4:15 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Saturday, October 20th, the Triangle Oktoberfest, 4 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Registration is $30. Join us for the 5th annual Triangle Oktoberfest at Kokebooth Amphitheater. This will be an authentic German festival focused on family fun, traditional Bavarian food and fare, and plenty of local and authentic German beers from Munich. Live entertainment will showcase the Polka Brothers, the most exciting wiener dog races and parade in North Carolina, Maßkrugenstemmen and Hammerschlagen competitions, and yes, yodeling. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. Please bring money for anything you would like to purchase. One-on-one assistance will not be provided. You must register prior to Saturday, September 22nd. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 4 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. If you have any questions or concerns about programs, please call the office before you register, 919-996-2147. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of vision impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. Checks, money orders, or credit cards are accepted. Registration for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with the final determination 1 week in advance as to whether the program will run. Program cancellation notifications will be made via email, unless there is no email for you, to staff, participants, and so forth. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, and when or how to expect your payment and your contact information. Service animals are welcome in programs and on vehicles. Participants must notify the office at the time of registration and no later than 1 week prior to the program date, so appropriate arrangements can be made. Program cancellations and withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy as noted in a moment. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. One-on-one assistance will not be provided for programs unless otherwise noted in the program description. Travel programs will be staffed on a one staff or chaperone to four participant ratio, unless otherwise noted in the program description. Transportation will only be available for individuals ages 8 and up, or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door, to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers are not authorized to leave the vehicle to assist participants. Program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle independently. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the Raleigh city limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff at the time of registration. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seat belts while the vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. Only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. Now here's the refund policy. 100% refund, credit, or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer of fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. Non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. And finally, the non-discrimination policy. The City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, sexual orientation, or disability in employment opportunities or the provision of services, programs, or activities. A participant alleging discrimination on the basis of any of the aforementioned areas may file a complaint with the Director of the Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department or the Office of Equal Opportunity, U.S. Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. You have been listening to the September-October 2018 edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call our office at 919-832-5138.